This is Roland Berger.
Roland Berger.
Roland Berger.
Hi, ich bin Eva und ihr hört den Roland Berger People Insights Podcast.
Hello and welcome to episode number 5 of the Roland Berger People Insights Podcast. My name is Ben and I'm a communications manager at Roland Berger. Today we are taking you high up into the mountains for a truly unique story. My colleague Eva spent her summer working on an alpine hut known as an Alm. From breathtaking views to the challenges of life off the grid, Eva's experience is full of lessons about resilience, teamwork and finding balance in challenging surroundings. So stay tuned and get ready to be inspired. Hi Eva, thank you very much for joining us today.
What's your role at Roland Berger?
A manager at Roland Berger within HR, and together with my team we are taking care of staffing, so mainly in the DACH region, and performance management, evaluation, so everything about promotion, bonus, feedback topics from junior consultant to senior PM.
What do you like about this role the most?
So for me personally, of course, I'm leading a team. I like working with people. But on the other hand, I like working with data and numbers. And I think that's a good mix because in performance management, you are working with numbers, you are analyzing KPIs. Or even in staffing, you are doing like some research, you are working with data. But at the same time, it's about people. And that's what matters. And I think that's what I really enjoy.
What inspired you to work for 6 weeks on an Alm?
So people often ask that. So why did you do that? What was the idea? Well, why? To be honest, I've always wanted to do it. So whenever I heard from someone I know doing that, or I saw like documentation on TV, I was like, I want to do that someday. And that's what we all often say. I will do that maybe next year, maybe in 2 years. And this year I just said, okay, I want to do it. So it was kind of always on my mind. And this year I decided to go for it.
So basically a dream come true. How much planning did it take to make it possible?
I think I started to look for the exact Alm where to do it, I think in January, February. And I was already kind of late. So some Alms were already like full. They said we don't need anyone anymore. And it's a bit tricky to coordinate it. So, of course, before looking for an Alm job, I spoke to my mentor, I think already last year and already 2 years ago, I kind of addressed it that this is on my mind. You need to kind of balance that you need to find the Alm, but you need to get like approval at work, but you cannot promise to the owners of the Alm that you can do it without like having the go at work. And at the same time, without having an Alm, yeah, you don't need to make everyone crazy at work.
How did Roland Berger support you? What was the reaction when you said, hey, I want to work at an Alm?
My mentor was not that surprised and was supportive. So she said, let me know when it becomes serious and let's see how we can make it work. So I think that's something I can recommend. Talk to your mentor as early as possible. And I think our payroll team was extremely helpful. So payroll and HR, because you need to think of, do I stay in Germany where I live, so that's easier regarding like insurance, for example. So they were really supportive with all of that, because when you have that idea on your mind, you don't think about that. So everyone was very supportive.
Can you tell me a little bit more about how many people worked at the Alpine Hut usually?
So the size of the team depends a bit on the, let's say, weekday. So during the week, it was usually just the two of us. So we were a team of two. And on public holiday weekend, then the owners of the farm joined us and helped us. So I think sometimes we were up to, now I need to count, 6 people, because then they have their grandchildren, for example, just helping us a bit. So between 2 and 6 people, everything was possible. And the same for the guests, because in my first 2 weeks at the Alm, it was kind of always raining. So then you're happy if you have like 10 guests or 15 guests or something like that. And we did not count, but I think there were days with 100 guests, something surely.
Can you tell me a little bit more about a typical day on the Alm with good weather? How would that look like?
No matter the weather, you need to get up in the morning. And of course we had electricity and like a normal, we had a gas oven. But next to it, we had an oven where you need to put in like wood to heat it up. And that was like the first thing we always did in the morning. When the weather was good, it was really hot in that kitchen, to be honest. If you were like standing there next to the second oven. And then there was like time for us to have like a breakfast, but you always heat that up at first in the morning. And then we had like breakfast. And then usually it was open at around like 10, but there were some guests who came earlier because they know they already have coffee. And that's something I like about that area, because there are some people who do like go in the mountains by bike or like a little hike before work. That's a great start into the day, I think. So they knew that they can come, they get like the first coffee.
Speaking about your daily tasks, so you mentioned cooking. Did you had to bring cooking skills? Did you learn something there, or did the other person do it? How was that?
In general, I think it knows to have some, at least some cooking and baking skills. But when I like applied for that job, and when I visited them at first, and they went up the mountain with me to take a look at the Alm, and they told me they had people who had never baked a cake or were not used to cook regularly. So that works as well. And the good thing is that I like cooking and baking in general. So I think that helped me. But for example, baking Bavarian Austrian strudel was something I had never done before. I know it from my grandma. So that's something I learned from my coworker. And she was a bit better with like baking and cooking. So she's a bit more skilled, I would say.
What were your other tasks you had to do? Did you have to care for the farms surrounding it, the land around it, or the animals? Or can you tell me a little bit more about that?
So we had young cows and we had to look after them, but they were always outside. So no need to get them inside. No need to. So they were not yet giving milk. So it was just counting them. And it's funny because all of them have names. So they have an earmark with a number on it. That's what they need to have. And then additionally, they have names and they always put the name of the cow on the earmark. So I think it looked kind of funny, because then you have like a paper, like a block, and you run around with it looking for the cows. And let's just like check them, and you just need to take a look at the earmarks, and if there was like a name on it, then you knew it's from your farm. So that's something we had to do. And of course, like I said, cleaning toilets. So if you're working on an arm, you need to do everything. Cleaning, of course, serving the beverages, and even carrying all the beverages up, because we had them like on the one floor, like lower. That's where they had all the food, of course, that you need to prepare, and also everything to drink. So I think it's good that I regularly go to the gym, because that helped me carry all that stuff.
How did you experience the switch from roller burger office life to 6 a.m. at the Alm and long days, maybe a lot of physical work? How was that for you?
Well, the good thing was I had a few days off before starting at the Alm. So I made sure that I had seven days off, so a weekend and then 5 days. So I started on a Saturday. So that was, I think, a good preparation. I usually get up early because I live outside. So I'm used to that. So I live outside Munich. So when I go to the office, it's 1.5 hours one way. So I'm used to that. Or I go to the gym in the morning. So that helped. But the first days were like carrying all that stuff. It was a bit tough. So it's good to have like magnesium or something with you. And to communicate if it's too much, so that you get help. I was tired in the evenings. That's clear. And yeah, of course, it was different because we're all used to sit all the time. And now you're like standing all the time. And I definitely felt that in my feet, but you get used to it really fast, I think.
So as far as I understand, you had to bring skills to the table very fast, unknown skills you had to learn very fast. So how did you experience that? Was it positive? Was it very stressful?
It was very positive. When I applied to be working there, it was not clear who will be with me on the Alm. So then they found my colleague and they gave me her number. So at first we had a little call, a short one, and then we met in Munich, because it's funny because she lives like 1 hour away from Munich in the other direction. So we just met there for pizza and got to know each other. And at that moment, I felt really relieved because we got very well along with each other, and that helped to be performing as a team.
Did you have any days where you were like, ah, why did I do this?
Yeah, when it was raining all the time and you're sitting there and you don't see anything, and was like, I said, I need to go like down that mountain on our free day, because otherwise I will get depressed, because you only saw, you saw nothing. So it was like really, once you got down, it was foggy, rainy. And there were some, when there were many like people waiting to order, to get their, to get something to drink. And it was very stressful. There were some moments, just a few of them, where I thought, okay, what am I doing here?
Are there one or two moments that you like the most where you say, this was a very, very cool moment?
I think there are several ones. And one thing I liked is that there were people just trying to, like, you know, those small acts of kindness. So someone brought us Brezen so that we have Brezen for breakfast. One brought us like a homemade jam from his wife when he went to the Alm, because he enjoyed it so much the last time when he was there. And so that's something, the way you can connect with people whom you just know for a very short time, and they just do those like random acts of kindness. And there was one man around 80 years old already, and he often played kind of like an accordion on the Alm. And he came, so when my colleague Barbara left the Alm, he came just to play her a little song, and he came again when I left the Alm. And that was just nice, cute, however you want to call it, but it was a memorable moment.
How did the time at the Alm influence your perspective on teamwork and collaboration?
I don't think that it like changed my view on teamwork and collaboration. I think in a team, especially on the Alm, you need clear roles. So especially if you're just a team of two, then it needs to be clear what you're doing. And so that's why we said one is in the kitchen and the other one is serving the drinks and bringing the food outside, so that we're just efficient. But on the other hand, when a team gets bigger, you of course need those clear roles, but sometimes you need to be able to be spontaneous to support when support is needed. And that's why you need communication. I think communication is key. You need to know if the other one needs support, and so you need to feel safe to communicate that you need to support. But on the other hand, you need to know each other and see when the other one needs support, I think.
If you could bring one aspect of your experience at the Alm back to the office, what would it be besides of tasty cinnamon rolls?
I just wanted to say cake every day, but maybe cows in the backyard of the office, and that's probably not possible. But I think what I liked about working on the Alm is I think it was easy to celebrate each day with its small achievements, because you know what you've done. And I think if you are working in like a corporate job, then often days are just writing emails, having meetings, and sometimes you ask yourself in the evening, okay, what have I done? And I think it's important to even celebrate those days, because you cannot always meet milestones or deliver something to always have like clear results. And I think on the end, that was kind of easy, because you know that you've served guests, you know, okay, I had 3 cakes and all of them are gone. So just to celebrate small achievements at work, I think.
What did you miss the most when you stayed at the Alm?
What did I miss the most? I think sometimes because those days were so, it was so volatile, sometimes to be able to plan your day, or just have the freedom to decide when to start or when to end, sometimes that. But in the end, like a coffee machine, the way we're used to have it. And of course, we had warm water, but being able like to shower all the time with like warm water, who does not get cold and then warm and cold again. And yeah, of course, my family and my cat. I miss my cat.
Do you think the time on the Alm changed you in some way, developed your skills? Maybe you developed new skills. What do you think?
I think I developed new skills with regards to baking, which I will probably not need at work now. But I think it changed my view on people working in that industry, So I think I have always valued it, but I now value it even more because it's a hard job. And whenever I can, I give a tip. So of course, only if I'm happy, but I know that the people working in the industry will value it.
Mm-hmm. What advice would you give colleagues considering taking a similar break or pursuing unconventional experiences? Can you prepare for that mentally?
I would say, like, mentally, it depends on the experience you are like aiming for or how unconventional it is. But if I consider working at an ALM, you should not come to an ALM extremely stressed, I would say. So there was a guest asking us because his experience was that there were often people working on the ALM who were like questioning their life or like even having difficulties with their mental health. So I think it can help you to do something rather like down to earth, be in nature, but you should be clear that it can also be very stressful.
You have said experience varies with the goal you have when you start an adventure like this. Did you have a specific goal besides of making a dream come true, which is a very cool goal? Was there another goal you wanted to reach?
Doing something completely different, I think. So outside with those cows, with the great view, and not working with emails, your computers, so just doing something with your hands and like knowing at the end of the day exactly what you've done and what you've achieved.
Would you do it again?
I would. If I would do it a second time, maybe would try like a smaller ALM. So there are other ALMs where you are often alone. I think that would be a different experience, even though I enjoy working in a team. And in general, try not to think, oh, I can't do that. I have never done that. If you are not sure, ask for help, but just try to do it. Try to give your best. And we are often capable of doing more than we think. So it sounds a bit cliche, but you often are like your own limit. And so you limit yourself by thinking, I can't do that. Because at least you should try. And that's what we often did on the ALM. You will get better, and if people are not patient with you, then you just tell them, hey, it's my first or second day. Give me some time. But stay curious and brave.
Thank you very much, Eva, for taking the time to tell us a little bit more about your experience at the ALM. If you'd like to know more about Roland Berger, our initiatives and the way we work and what values we are holding up, then visit our career website. And of course, do not forget to follow our social media channels. Thank you very much for listening. My name is Ben. Have an amazing week. And always remember, be the original you.